You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. From session guitarist in the 1960s to Cuban music ambassador in the 21st century, from composer of soundtracks and now as a storyteller, Ry Cooter has the world's respect. His latest project is another labor of love, inspired by a book of photographs by Don Normark titled Chavez Ravine, 1949, A Los Angeles Story. The photographs document the people of Chavez Ravine, a Los Angeles community of Mexican Americans. What happened to those people became the passion of Ry Cooter. Chavez Ravine was the victim of 1950s urban sprawl. What was a vital, animated community of immigrants became the Pasadena Freeway and Dodger Stadium. Ry Cooter turned detective in a search to learn about Chavez Ravine. He found some residents and musicians from the old community. They tell their story in songs. Let's listen to the opening track to Chavez Ravine. It's called Poor Man's Shangri-La.
Tell you about a friend of mine that you don't know. He lives way up a road that's lost in time. Don't know his name or where he's coming from. Only thing you know, he's a real gone cat, this friend of mine. He don't have no uptown friends that drive a Cadillac, but he's got cool threads and a beat up car. All his downtown friends like me ride around in the back. Down below, what's that sound? What's that light streaking down through the night? What's it mean? It's a red cloud over Chavez Ravine. Chavez Road, Space Bato, Square Cat, Say Caramba, partners, where's the party at? I heard about the cool jerk and the alligator, and I heard about Toque Wang, Mary Jane, and little Julian Herrera. Bishop girls might take a chance. My friend said no. Be cool, bro. You want to dance slow. Learn to ask a mi hermana con respeto. UFOs got a radio. Little Julian singing soft and low. Thank you.
That's the leadoff song to Ry Cooder's homecoming CD, Chavez Ravine, a film about the Chavez Ravine community, and photographs that inspired Ry Cooder's CD are all a part of a film to be aired June 7th on PBS. A week later is the official release date for the CD. She's the voice of Daphne Blake in the Scooby-Doo movies, and now she's taking on Freddie Mercury, the voice of Queen. Grey DeLisle's third CD opens with a gorgeous rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody. Grey DeLisle somehow manages to blend American folk music with 1970s glam rock. In fact, the photographs in the CD booklet are by Mick Rock. He's known for taking pictures of David Bowie, Iggy Pop, and in fact, he shot the hair-filled cover for Queen's second LP. From the CD Iron Flowers, this is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, and now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, nothing really matters. Too late, my time has come. Send shivers down my spine, my body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go.
Who would have imagined? An Otto Harp rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody. That's Grey DeLisle. Musicians on our third CD include Fairport Convention's drummer Dave Maddox, Lone Justice songwriter, producer Marvin Etzioni, and everybody's favorite spooky steel player, Greg Lees. The CD's called Iron Flowers. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Whenever a new CD comes out by Brian Eno, the first thing I do is quickly scan the disc to see if he's singing. It's not that I don't love his instrumental ambient records, it's just that I find myself returning more often to his song-oriented records. And I'm happy to say that Eno's new CD, Another Day on Earth, opens with a vocal track. It's simply called This. Brian Eno, the former Roxy Music synthesizer player and later known for his production work with Talking Heads and U2. His label says this is his first vocal solo album in 20 years, but the last one I remember came out in 1977. That CD was called Before and After Science. It's been 10 years since Keith Jarrett recorded a disc of solo improvisations. I think of his improvisations as his hallmark. Not too long ago, Jarrett doubted he'd ever return to solo piano. He had health issues and opted for the comfort of a trio setting. Of improvisation, Jarrett says this, "The best improvisations I know are always made when you have no ideas. I don't even have a seed when I start. This solo concert is like another world that has its own rules that I didn't make up." Jarrett's new CD is called Radiance. The first of two discs was recorded in Osaka in October 2002. A few days later, he performed in Tokyo, and that concert comprises the second disc. From the Osaka concert, this improvisation is simply called Radiance Part 3. ¶¶ Keith Jarrett. One small piece of a magnificent recording of solo improvisations titled Radiance. A DVD of the Tokyo concert will be issued later this year. On May 8, 2005, the Allentown, Pennsylvania musician turned 60. Before the days of copyright infringement and sampling, composers would often appropriate the works of others through transcription. So, for example, in the case of Bach, he would take the orchestral works of, say, Vivaldi, and transcribe it for the keyboard. Now Alexander Turow has taken Bach's transcriptions to create his own transcriptions, and the result is a brilliant CD called Concertos Italiens, performed on a Steinway. This Vivaldi piece, written for strings, was transcribed by Bach for organ, and transcribed yet again by Alexander Turow for piano. Let's listen to him perform the Siciliana in D minor. Music by Bach by way of Vivaldi, and if that's not confusing enough, performed and transcribed by Alexander Turow on a new CD called Concertos Italiens. Germany may have given us Bach, but in the 20th century, it gave birth to Bach's polar opposite, Kraftwerk. Their music's a hybrid of man and machine, just as cold as could be, but with a gloss of humor, and that makes it all work. Kraftwerk are touring again, and their new CD's a greatest hits of sorts, all live, from all over the world. This, from Budapest, is Trans-Europe Express.
Paris in the morning with tea.
Kraftwerk, are Ralph Hütter and Florian Schneider, two classically trained musicians who, for the past 35 years, have entwined electronic beats and melodies and performance art, forever changing the electronic music soundscape. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. They were just a blip on the landscape of punk and art rock in the 1970s, and though the Gang of Four didn't sell a great many records compared to bands like The Clash, they still sound contemporary. You can hear their angular guitar stylings these days. Just listen to Franz Ferdinand or Spoon. Maybe that's why their first LP is being reissued on a CD, and the group has banded together for a tour. From their first LP, Entertainment, this is At Home, He's a Tourist. The Gang of Four, from their newly released first LP, Entertainment. You can hear reverberations all the way from Leeds, England, and the Gang of Four, to Austin, Texas, and Spoon. Spoon has just released its fifth album, their first in 3 years. It's called Gimme Fiction, and this song is called I Turn My Camera On. Spoon, from their CD Gimme Fiction, that was I Turn My Camera On. This is a story of making the best out of a lousy situation. A singer from California gets a job working for an independent filmmaker, Hal Hartley, travels 3,000 miles to New York, only to find someone else has his dream job. Well, actually it was only an intern position, but still, down in the dumps, he does what any desperate kid might do, form a band. I leave you now with a catchy number from a group whose name comes from the name of a speakeasy atop the Chrysler Building in the 1930s, the Cloud Room. The song, Hey Now Now. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our engineer is Marty Curtius. Sign up for our newsletter. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
What you dreaming now, now? Cut it up and slip it back in. crush, 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 it's so comforting now. With the earth just slamming the sun. And I know, and I know, and I know. Crush, 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 it's so comforting now. With the earth just slamming the sun.